Your morning team show on WSGW.
Raindrops are falling on my head.
Day 25.
And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun.
Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie and you in studio. Actually, it's just Dave and Charlie in studio today because Pat's off, but in his home studio enjoying some classic music. You, Art Lewis.
Yes. Staying out of the rain.
Yeah. BJ Thomas. Raindrops keep falling on my head from the iconic movie you remember? Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Yeah, that's right.
Starring, of course, the two big movie stars, Paul Newman and Robert Redford.
Yep.
One of those stars has got a memoir coming out.
Oh.
Now, you think it would be Robert Redford because he's still alive. It's not. Paul Newman, who passed away at the age of 83 in 2008, believe it or not, is going to have a special memoir, an oral history of recordings he had done about 30 years ago. Get this. His family apparently found the recordings and transcripts of two of some writings in the basement laundry room of his house in Connecticut.
That explains how he did it.
Yeah. And apparently what he had done when he was doing these recordings and writings, he was working with screenwriter Stuart Stern, who was one of his closest friends. He had been frustrated, it says here, by all the unauthorized biographies and coverage of his life, and so he decided to put into the record about himself, but it was never anything that he ever turned into anything while he was still alive.
In his own words.
Yeah.
How about that?
And
interesting.
Apparently, there are recordings and written interviews with his children, his ex-wife, close friends, actors, directors, all who worked with him. And all this was completed, it says here, about 10 years before his death, describing even his early life, his difficult relationship with his parents, his troubles with drinking, his candid sorrow when he lost his son Scott of a drug and alcohol overdose at the age of 28. And the guy he did this with also passed away a few years ago, so Newman's own daughters are going to be the ones who are participating in the editing process and essentially acting as an author for Paul Newman's memoir. It says it's supposed to be published next fall. Wow.
Okay.
How cool would that be? So, legendary actor Paul Newman, 13 years after his death, having a chance to have his own words and writings released.